I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Believe it or not, archery season is right around the corner, and now is the time you need to be getting ready. We'll talk more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Scott Warner at the West Virginia DNR reminds us there are some major changes to the bow season dates in West Virginia this year. For starters, the season opens September 29th.
Not only we're having an earlier season, but we're encouraging those who have bow hunted before in the past to get your stamps early and consider maybe purchasing your bear stamp, because this year another big change is that the archery bear season, which is statewide, also comes in September 29th. So there's more recreational opportunities for bow hunters this year. The mass condition looks to be better this year. The deer population looks to be better this year. And bow season's only 4 weeks away. You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that at all. And ahead of that, you need to be getting yourself ready.
You know, your eyes may have changed since last year. Your shoulder may not have been as strong as it was last year. If you're looking at your equipment, you probably put your arrows away with the broadheads on them. They may be, you know, in need of being changed. The first thing that I typically do when I'm taking a bow off the shelf for the first time is inspect the cams, inspect the limbs, inspect the strings. And if your string is ready to go and you feel like you can do this, then, you know, make sure you start a little bit closer than you typically will, you know, because this is maybe your first arrow and you don't want anything to go wrong with your first shot. But 15, 20 yards for your first arrow, and if it seems like you are hitting pretty consistently, move on back and it looks like you've never missed a thing.
Well, there are other considerations with such an early opening day. First off, the rut is not going to be happening, and leaves are still going to be heavy on the trees. These are considerations you may have never dealt with in a prior bow season. So scouting is of paramount importance, maybe more now than ever.
I'm going to be looking at food sources. They're going to be a little bit lazy or lazier this time of the year. You may not see them, you know, right until 15, 20 minutes before dark. You might have to put your tree stand up at the edge of the field. Or, you know, this year looks like the mast conditions is better than last year, so you might want to find that oak grove and kind of hang out there. But anticipate, if the weather's going to be a little bit warmer and the leaves are going to be on, it may be that twilight hour, right before dark, before you see them, or maybe first thing in the morning. So you want to make sure that you're more adaptive and moving around and doing a little bit of scouting ahead of time.
Like Scott said, only 4 weeks until opening day. That's not a lot of time, and it's time to get ready. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.